bill out.
They report the bill out this afternoon. They adopted, over my opposition, the amendment for $15,000 for each taxpayer. They voted down 14 to 11 an amendment to exempt from the suspension water pollution equipment. They, Burns offered and then withdrew, he was pressing Mills on the tax-exempt industrial bonds issue. Only one man voted not to report the bill out, but Curtis made clear that in voting to report the bill out, he was reserving his right to oppose it on the floor. They're going to file additional views, whether there'll be, well, there'll be additional views for the minority, whether it be one or two, we don't know. There's two sets of views, or whether it be a consolidated set of views. It's too early yet for me to tell from this posture whether or not we're going to have all-out opposition or not. Wilbur thinks it's more likely now to be a straight motion to recommit, and I think that's where we left it. The plan for schedule is that they'll have until Monday night, midnight, to file their additional views so that the report can be filed Monday night, midnight, and it has to allow over 24 hours before they can go before the Rules Committee. They're planned to go before the Rules Committee Wednesday for a four-hour rule, closed rule, of course. Burns asked that if the scheduling of the House on Monday made it appear that the House itself would not get to the bill Thursday or Friday because of intervening business, poverty bill, etc., he'd like to have another 24 hours. However, if it did appear that there was a likelihood to, it was possible to get rid of the bill on the floor next week, he would cooperate and file their views by Monday night. He's given me some, given us some hell, but and making a lot of noises about being tired of cooperating. But up to now, he's been doing pretty good.
Burned.
Yeah. I can't make out of this performance this afternoon what happened at the meeting yesterday. Do you, have you got anything on
no.
that?
No.
Well, the main thing that's clear is they've been reaching around. They've been unable to find a real handle yet to go after this thing.
Who voted against reporting the bill at all?
Utt.
Who?
Jim Utt, Southern California.
Republican.
Oh, sure. It's only
mean one?
Oh, the meanest.
Do you think that some of the Republicans may support the bill on the floor?
I think it's just early to tell. Stanley Surrey talked a little bit to Batten, and Batten said he couldn't tell yet whether there would be anything more than just a straight motion to recommit. If it's a straight motion to recommit, well, I think that's pretty much just a token thing. If it's something else, why, well, it'll be a floor fight. Real for it. I think we just have to keep our fingers crossed.
Did all the Republicans vote for the pollution thing, or just Democrats?
All the Republicans, and we lost three. We lost Jennings, and we lost Jim Burke, and the third one I can't remember for the life of me who it was.
Okay. Much bad.
All right, sir.